Vermont was one of a few states cited by Georgetown Law Center on Privacy and Technology that allowed the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement and other federal law enforcement agencies access to its Department of Motor Vehicle facial recognition software. That's according to the New York Times and Washington Post. In 2017, Vermont's governor ordered the DMV to stop sharing the information after State Attorney General T.J. Donovan determined the practice violated state law. In the second part of our interview with Donovan, he explains to WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley that while the state has suspended sharing biometric data, it still collaborates with federal agencies and law enforcement on a number of issues.
When we're sharing information, it's done because we have reasonable suspicion or probable cause that a crime was committed and we're conducting an investigation. What you're talking about in the facial recognition program was unfettered access where they were just collecting that information. That's where it's not appropriate. I think when you put it in the realm of immigration too, there's a lot of unease, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of disagreement, frankly, with the Trump administration from me personally about how they're handling immigration. And I don't like the idea of local law enforcement becoming those de facto immigration officials. But I think we have to make sure that we're separating those issues from legitimate law enforcement exercises or investigations, such as the child pornography cases, where we worked very well with the U.S. Attorney's Office, and that's federal law enforcement, versus this type of effort where this information, for no apparent reason, or I should say for no legitimate law enforcement reason, where they're just collecting millions of images, that's what I'm going to object to, and that's what we did object to, and that's why we shut the program down.
One of the big objections, if I recall, back in 2017 was also privacy concerns.
Yep. We have very strong privacy protections in our state. And when you talk about facial recognition programs, when you talk about biometric information, that is invasive of people's privacy, and I think that people need to be informed. I think we need consent, and I think we need to know how that data not only is being collected, who is it being shared with, and how is it being retained, and for how long, because once this data is sent out, you lose it. And I think that's the real privacy issue. I think we have to really push back and make sure that we're protecting people's privacy.
TJ, down in Washington, the House Homeland Security Committee is actually holding a hearing on the use of facial recognition and other biometric technologies.
Yep.
What would you hope would come out of a hearing like that, especially with the Washington Post and the New York Times really raising awareness about it?
Guidelines and best practices about how do we collect it, how do we share it, how do we retain it, the point of informed consent is incredibly important, in my opinion. Is there going to be a legitimate use for this type of information when it comes to law enforcement? Of course, but it should be used sparingly, and it should be used for the right reasons, again, when we have that legitimate need for law enforcement to conduct an investigation when it comes to public safety. There's a need for that, but that should be the exception to the rule that this information is protected, that we respect people's privacy, and we make sure that we're informing people that it's being collected, they know how it's being shared, and who has it, and how it's being retained, and for how long. And the question for me, almost a threshold question, is can the law keep pace with technology? Because technology is changing everything we do so fast, and we have to make sure that we demonstrate our fidelity to our principles of the rule of law, which protecting people's privacy is paramount.
The complete conversation with Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan on law enforcement access to facial recognition software is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.